Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Professor Shane Higgins, consultant obstetrician and gynaecologist at the National Maternity Hospital in Holles Street, is with us in studio this afternoon. Shane, how's things? Thanks
good
for joining
thanks,
us.
Andrea. Thank you.
087 1400 106. That is the WhatsApp number for your questions and queries. We want to talk about the things that you can and can't take or do while you're pregnant. You're here, I suppose, to separate the fact from fiction today, Shane.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I suppose a good starting point on this subject would be that our demographic is changing. So we're seeing older patients, and we're also seeing patients with what we would call comorbidity. So patients who are getting pregnant who might have heart disease, who might have respiratory disease, who might have bowel disease, inflammatory bowel disorders like Crohn's, ulcerative colitis. And they're embarking upon pregnancy, often taking medications that are very important for their well-being. And I think it's very important that patients, you know, liaise with their primary provider when it comes to the other medical conditions. But when they come to a hospital like Holles Street, they'll be referred to the Maternal Medical Disorders Clinic, which is a clinic we run every week. And there's a number of consultants that attend this clinic where we look after patients who are pregnant with these comorbidities. And if they are on medications, then we would liaise very closely with the consultant looking after their disease to ensure that they're on safe medication. If it needs to be started or stopped at certain times during the pregnancy, we'll do so. We have a very good pharmacy department in the National Maternity Hospital that help us when it comes to making decisions about the safety and efficacy of medications in pregnancy, dosages that might need to change, etc. So we are seeing more and more of patients coming to the hospital who are on medications. And often these are quite rare, not rare from the point of view of you certainly wouldn't go into a pharmacy and pick them up, but
yeah,
they're very important for the well-being of the patient. And often it's important that they stay on these medications and that we monitor their well-being.
There's loads of different questions coming in about, you know, more specific drugs, you know, that people are inquiring about. And I might come to those in a moment. It's 087 1400 106. That's the WhatsApp number. But just kind of more generally, why are a lot of these over-the-counter medications, why aren't they safe? Or why can't you take them?
No, they are. I mean, I think if you think of the sort of medications you might seek to take on a, not a daily basis, but during pregnancy. Like paracetamol is safe to take during pregnancy. Aspirin is a drug that we prescribe during pregnancy for certain conditions. If you have a significant pain, whether it's musculoskeletal or otherwise, and you have to take something more stronger, you can take solpidem. We don't recommend it because of the coding, but you can take it. And I think this is what people are fearful of, is that they feel that they can't take anything. You absolutely can. Certain antihistamines are safe. Antibiotics, there's many antibiotics that are perfectly safe to use in pregnancy. They've been tried and tested. We've years of experience. And your healthcare provider will know which medications and which antibiotics, for example, are safe to use. Anti-epileptic medications, we now have a safety profile on certain medications that we know are safe. Patients who are planning to become pregnant are often preferentially put onto these medications so that it's safe for them to embark upon pregnancy.
And when you're trying to conceive, again, the over-the-counter drugs that you mentioned a few moments ago, is there anything that you can't take while trying?
No, there isn't. Absolutely not. I mean, of the medications that I've mentioned, there's probably oodles that I haven't, or many that I haven't. They're perfectly safe to take. You know, if you look at the data sheet of most medications, they'll say caution in pregnancy. That doesn't mean you can't take them. But if you have any concerns, check with your GP or healthcare provider.
Okay, well, we'll put some of the listener questions today to you, Shane. This texter is wondering what antibiotics are safe to take. I've been told that I have tonsillitis after an online consultation. I presume it's an online GP consultation. I don't feel bad enough to warrant antibiotics. I'm nervous about taking them when I don't feel that I desperately need them.
Yeah, well, then the medications, all penicillins are safe. Cephalosporins are safe. Augmentin is a combination and it's safe. Erythromycin, safe. So these medications are safe. And your GP and anyone who's going to prescribe these medications to you know which ones are safe. Antibiotics themselves are not unsafe in pregnancy. And often they're indicated, and where clinically indicated, whether it's a urinary tract infection or a chest infection. If your healthcare provider feels you should be on one, then they'll know what to put you on. They'll know what's safe.
This listener says she's a big gym goer. She's just found out that she's pregnant. Can I continue to take things like creatine?
Yes,
whey powder. Yeah. No issue with that. No, continue to keep taking it. Okay. Listener wondering, I have a cold and a flu. I keep getting mixed messages about what I can and can't take. What about things like Lemsip and Strepsils?
Yeah, Lemsips and Strepsils. The only drug that's in them is paracetamol, of significance is paracetamol. So yes, they're safe to take as well. And a lot of the ointments that you might feel some of the ointments that you feel you should or shouldn't take are again safe, because a lot of the topical preparations are just that. They'll affect the area that you're applying them to and nothing more than that. So yeah, a lot of the fear that people have is unwarranted and unnecessary.
Yeah, well, again, this listener, I'm struggling with a very chesty cough at the moment. It doesn't feel bad enough that I need an antibiotic. Are there over-the-counter cough bottles, tablets, things that I could try and take to tackle it? When I cough, the tension actually hurts my stomach. Should I be worried?
No, I don't think you should be worried. But I think there's a clear distinction needs to be made between a viral infection and a bacterial infection. If your cough is productive and you're producing green or yellow, discoloured sputum, chances are it's bacterial, and an antibiotic might foreshorten the course of the disease or illness, but you will get over it yourself if you take time. There's no place for an antibiotic with a viral illness, so that's a distinction that we make when it comes to whether we prescribe an antibiotic or not. So again, go to your healthcare provider, but an antibiotic is safe. The over-the-counter stuff, I actually, and we've stopped prescribing cough bottles because they suppress the cough reflex, which is there to try and get all the gunk up out of your chest. So don't take a cough bottle. Seek advice. Antibiotics are safe.
Should you be at home if you're in that case?
With a respiratory tract infection? Yeah. I mean, I think to avoid transmitting the disease to other people, particularly when it comes to like the flu season. But by and large, if it's an upper respiratory tract infection, you don't need to really isolate yourself.
Listener is going to a wedding in 3 weeks' time. I know we're talking about medicines and pregnancy, but it's not the only one of these questions. I'm currently 22 weeks pregnant. Is a spray tan out of the question?
Yeah, it is, I'm afraid. Yeah, we wouldn't advise spray tans.
Why?
Because you don't know what's in them. You don't know the chemical content. You don't know whether it has anything that as a concentrate might be of some harm, either to the patient, not to the patient, but to the unborn baby.
Yeah, because that's obviously we're talking about it in the context of somebody being pregnant, 22 weeks pregnant. So no spray tans.
No.
What about wear and tan you might put on yourself?
I think there are certain tan in creams, lotions that are more safe to use than others. So I think you need to really, when it comes to things like that, you need to be careful about what you're using. You need to check the information leaflet that'll come with it to see whether it's safe in pregnancy or not. Some certainly are, and I don't have the brand names, but you just need to check that out.
And what about things like nail varnish and shellac?
They're
nails?
Absolutely fine, yeah.
They're
yeah.
all grand, right?
Yeah.
Are there any creams for athlete's foot that can be taken while pregnant? Do I need a prescription from my consultant or GP, or what might Shane recommend?
Yeah, so it's an antifungal you're looking for. So yes, you need to go and see your GP and get a prescription for that. And again, they will know what to prescribe and not.
Listener is going to Galway this weekend, Shane. I love to sea swim. I'm currently 26 weeks pregnant. Is it safe for me to go into the sea, or if it's very cold, will I be okay?
Yeah, so again, sea swimming is absolutely fine in pregnancy. So the baby, bear in mind, is in a very cocooned environment. So its temperature, pressure, volume is all very carefully controlled in the uterus. So the baby really exists at the core temperature of the human body, and it's very difficult to alter that in any significant way. So sea swimming is fine. You know, you're absolutely safe.
087 1400 106 WhatsApp number. We're talking about medication in pregnancy with consultant obstetrician and gynecologist Shane Higgins. This texter says, I've heard that it's dangerous to get my hair dyed while pregnant. Is it a myth, or am I okay to get highlights?
Well, you see, peroxide and ammonia are contraindicated in use, and if the hair dye contains those substances, you need to be very cautious or not do them. But there are certain hair dyes, there are some hair products that are safe in pregnancy, and again, check with your hairdresser, your stylist, and they should know which ones are safe in pregnancy.
So there are highlights you can get. You just, it's just the brands they need to check
the brand.
I'm 30 weeks pregnant. I'm suffering with heartburn and acid reflux. Am I okay to take Rennie, or what might Shane recommend for this?
Okay, so there's a sequential approach to this. If you're only getting heartburn occasionally, then your Gaviscons, your Rennies are absolutely fine. But if you're getting heartburn on a very regular basis, then there's a drug which you can buy over the shelf called Nexium, but its medical name is Omeprazole. So Omeprazole is a prescription you can get from, again, anyone who's able to prescribe for you. Very safe to use in pregnancy. And if you're getting heartburn on a daily basis, this is the medication to take.
That's what you take. What about weight loss medication? I'm currently on Mounjaro, just found out I'm pregnant.
No, absolutely no. Don't know, I have no knowledge of the safety and efficacy in pregnancy, so it's a no for the time being.
So for this listener that's only found out she's pregnant, she should stop it then?
Now, yeah.
Right, and does she need to go back to the GP about that? Or just,
No, just stop it. I mean, stop it, because but you're going to lose the beneficial impact of being on it. So you just need to, you know, discuss that with your healthcare provider.
Can you continue to take supplements? I've been on one for my hair and skin for years. I'm worried that it might now be dangerous if pregnant.
Again, without knowing the name of the supplement and the contents of the supplement, you have to just be careful about that. There are certain things that are perfectly safe, and lots of patients will be taking many different supplements during pregnancy and safely so, but you just need to look at what the contents are, check them with your healthcare provider to make sure they're happy with them.
Can you use steroid creams? I was put on a steroid cream for my skin a few months ago. I'm now 2 months pregnant.
Yes, you can. And again, there are patients who would be taking steroids systemically, so they'd be inserting them into their body, whether it's orally or rectally, if they've got inflammatory bowel disease, and they are safe. But again, these should all be done under the guidance of and the supervision of somebody.
This listener's got in touch to say she's going to a wedding. I'm going to a wedding soon. I'm 8 months pregnant. Would I be able to have a glass of champagne? People keep telling me that the baby is now grown, so it'll be fine.
Well, there's no right or wrong answer to this. I remember many years ago, one of the colleges of which I'm a member would have said that it was safe to have an occasional glass, but they've since taken that down. So I suppose, strictly speaking, the answer is no. But I am aware that patients will have an occasional glass of wine or champagne, and it won't, in my opinion, have any ill effect.
Can you use muscle rubs, the likes of, is it Traxum? I have a lot of aches and pains, says this listener.
Don't know the name of that, but yeah, maybe most muscle rubs are absolutely fine. Yeah.
I'm on ADHD medication. I'm now 5 weeks pregnant. Can I continue to take it?
Okay, so what I would say to patients with conditions like that is that sometimes it becomes a risk-benefit analysis, and you need to discuss it with A, the person who's looking after your ADHD, and B, your obstetrician or your obstetric or maternity team, for them to make an informed decision. And I think these are very carefully worked out decisions in the best interests of the patient and the baby. And it's not a simple case of saying no or yes. Each case is individually assessed on its own merits. But a lot of these medications, it's important for the patient to stay on them.
Yeah, okay. Just one or two other quick questions. Sleeping tablets, yes or no?
No.
No, not at all in pregnancy.
No.
And even in after?
Well, I mean, most sleeping tablets are part of the benzodiazepine family, and we wouldn't generally be encouraging patients to be on that medication anyway.
Yeah. Okay. And finally, I have a 2-year-old nephew who keeps kicking when I change his nappy. He kicked my bump this morning. I'm 30 weeks pregnant. Should I get it checked out? Is it okay? I'm not in pain, but I am a bit worried.
No, and I think anybody who has kids of their own will appreciate that when they're pregnant, the likelihood is that they're going to get a bump or a knock. As long as you continue to get plenty of movement and you don't have any leakage or bleeding vaginally, or you're not getting any strong pains, chances are you're fine. You have to make an informed decision yourself as to whether you think the bump is severe enough for you to go into a hospital. But what I would say is most 2-year-olds can't hit you hard enough to injure you or the baby. So unless you have a particularly really strong bump, or you fall and hurt your and fall onto your tummy, chances are you're absolutely fine.
And if you do, just contact the
Most hospitals will have an emergency room, so just go into the emergency room. They'll do a trace of the baby's heart rate. They'll do a scan to make sure all is well, and reassure you that everything is okay.
Yeah, we could loads more questions coming in, Shane. We'll have to come back to sorting out the myths again another day. Professor Shane Higgins, consultant obstetrician and gynecologist at the National Maternity Hospital at Holles Street. Shane, thanks a million for joining us on
Absolute
Making
Pleasure.
Babies.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.